Bringing to you a special message here this midweek. I pray that we'll soon be able to see each other in person. As a matter of fact, my specific prayer requests tonight are about reopening our services beginning Sunday morning, May the 17th. Would love to have done that this week, but for this coming Sunday, we will have a live stream Sunday school class, Lord willing, and also a special message via video from Brother Bob Jones. He's prepared a special personalized message for our church, and we'll be broadcasting that. But Lord willing, after consulting with our leadership and asking as many questions as we can about what the possibilities are for service, we will be resuming a Sunday morning service May 17th. Brother Dewberry spent a great deal of time collecting all the material that we've received from so many different sources. I've mentioned some of them who have been very generous in giving us materials and thinking points and talking points about what the resumption of services will look like. And I've talked to pastors and churches really all over the United States, and concentrating here in the Midwest, and more specifically here in Ohio. And what that first service will look like is we'll have a single service, 10:30, Sunday morning, May the 17th. Actually, two parallel services. We'll have a children's service in the annex building and our worship service in the main auditorium. I'm going to try to upload some information and mail out some material to those who may not see this video. Perhaps you can help spread the word what that first service will look like, trying to not only love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, but also loving our neighbor as ourself. Just some thoughts. The obvious CDC recommendations we will follow. Those who are ill or not feeling well, of course, are urged to remain at home. Those who consider themselves at high risk and are reluctant to come to the service, we will certainly understand that. We are this week trying to prepare for FM transmission to the parking lot. If you drive to church and remain in your automobile and listen to at least part of the service over an FM channel that we'll tell you about, if we're able to do that, I'll certainly make that announcement. But we will also be uploading services for those who are still homebound and not able to be there on the 17th. We've learned a great deal about how to stay in touch and how to prepare the broadcast, and I'm thankful to all who have helped us. Our investment in that has been minimal. Cost less than a couple hundred dollars of a camera and some additional devices for our laptops and all. So it's been fairly simple, and really grateful for the pre-existing relationship we have with Sermon Audio, where we're storing all of our messages and making them available online and, of course, through social media. But on that first Sunday, May the 17th, we'll meet at 10:30. The service, Lord willing, will be less than an hour. We've begun cleaning already again intensively, and the building will be sanitized as best we can. Focus on a high touch surface areas, just like we've been recommended to do. We will try to maintain those social distances that are recommended. No handshaking, no hugs and so forth, as much as we might like to do that. And we will try to maintain the 6-foot social distance even in the auditorium. But what that means is that we're going to ask the children who are brought to enter through the single door by the church office, and ask parents to bring them to that door and the children will go into the annex Berean room. If you wish, we will scan the children and make sure they're able to come in. There's a lot of debates and discussions still ongoing about masks. We do have a limited supply of masks available for those who attend. If you have questions and suggestions about that, some I know have been preparing their own mask. If you're comfortable with that, you may bring your own or provide your own. We will have hand sanitizer available at both entrances, and we're going to ask that the children be dropped off there for the annex Berean room, and then the adults will meet in the auditorium, we will have our service there. We will certainly encourage families that want to sit together, they may sit together. People in the same household who have been together do not have to maintain that 6-foot social distance. They may sit together, of course, but we will try to maintain some social distancing even in the auditorium. Even though, as I said, masks are not required if you're more comfortable with it. On the platform, I will not be wearing a mask when we're trying to speak or trying to make announcements. We will try to have some music and some singing. That's one of the things we want to enjoy the most is singing together. One of my concerns along was wanting to have some kind of service for the children. Some health departments have suggested no children service at all, but I'm just not comfortable having nothing for the children, and I believe two separate services may be the best answer for that. We will not be passing offering plates, so we will have the offering plates in the back of the auditorium. If we do have a bulletin, we will leave those on a table where you can collect them yourselves. We will not be distributing them by hand. Unfortunately, we think this first Sunday we will not have the coffee station open, nor will we be providing the water fountains. Those will be closed. We will try to keep as many doors propped open so to avoid that contact. We will not, of course, have a choir. Then when we do dismiss from the service, we're going to ask you to collect your children as they exit through that single door by the church office and then to your home. I know a lot of this sounds strange to us, and we might wait until we could have a fuller opening or a more normal opening, but I believe we should press forward, and I think we're in agreement about that, and try to begin with a service. And I think even the next 10 days or so will tell us what the openings in the businesses and other Ohio activities look like, and of course in the tri-state. So be much in prayer about that. If you would like to be a volunteer to help remind people who are coming in about some of our social distancing commitments we're making to be good neighbors, we'd like to be someone who helps scan children's temperatures, for example, or something like that, let us know. We do have some non-contact thermometers that help scan things that have been recommended to us by the CDC and by some very helpful agencies. The main goal, I think, is not just meeting these physical benchmarks, but the main goal is to resume our service, to have the church doors open, to begin to worship God together, and pray that God will soon make it possible for us to resume a more normal schedule of Sunday school and worship. And but given the opportunity and the decision at hand, our leadership felt it best to begin with this single service, parallel service for the children and adults, Sunday, May 17th. I am very excited about it, even though I'm disappointed with some of the restrictions we still must consider, and I hope you'll understand what those are. I pray you'll continue to ask God to use these things. I could share some of the blessings. Our broadcast in the month of April reached all 50 states. Someone in all 50 states of the United States viewed one or more of our broadcast. Someone in 45 different countries viewed one or more of our broadcast. And we've been very thankful that the Sunday school lessons, the devotionals, the sermons have been able to go out as widely as they have. And we hope to continue that outreach if possible. Sunday, May the 17th, we hope to live stream that, so if anyone needs to stay at home, they can watch it live on social media or through our link through sermon audio. A recording will be available. We're working on that very intensively this week, practicing and trying to dry run through some of those things. And I really appreciate those who are helping with that, answering online questions and giving advice. So I need your prayers. I appreciate so much through all of this the unity that our leadership has demonstrated, the care that they've extended to the church, and for your prayers. And some of you have been so kind to encourage me and Brother Dewberry and our families. We do not take that for granted, and we have tried to be faithful in our ministry. So help spread the word. Let people know that, Lord willing, we will be resuming service Sunday morning, May the 17th at 10:30. And pray that God will use that, encourage us, even with the restrictions we feel it might be necessary for a brief while longer, that we can begin to have service in our buildings again. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for answered prayer, and often overlooked in a lot of this discussion is the fact that God's people have prayed that this pandemic would not be as serious as it was first announced and feared to be. And to whatever measure you've answered that prayer, we praise you and thank you for it. And now we just ask that you would give us wisdom and courage as we step out by faith and resume public service. And bless the efforts, even the restrictions that we think are best, not only medically, but also from the standpoint of the public's opinion of us and expectations of us, that people might understand we're trying to do what's best to maintain our responsibilities to our God and to our neighbors. We thank you for answered prayer. We pray for our sick and for shut-ins, and again for those still on the front lines of this pandemic. Bless and watch over them. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who gives us hope in heaven and eternal life. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.